Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy Cass, chilling as usual. Conspicuous by his absence is my man Father Time. He'll probably be joining us shortly. But you know what? In the meantime, between time, rocking with your boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm on a solo mission for now. I guess he'll jump in whenever we get in. So, with that being said, y'all know how we do it. The inmates run inside of now. We can sit party and bullshit and talk about any motherfucking thing we want. You know what I'm saying? That's what I said. It's open and free to everybody. Check it out if y'all on my Facebook and y'all want to click in, go on my Facebook page. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to get in on the video chat, just click the StreamYard link. It'll bring you straight into the video link. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to call in. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know the number 563-999-3059. Or check us out on DaVille. That's right, y'all. We ain't Gangstaville no more. We just DaVille. You know how Death Row turned it off from Death Row to the Road? We just DaVille now. So still same concept. Matter of fact, new and improved, better than ever. So that's what we going to get. We going to rock with that. But check this out, man. I seen some shit, you know, and I seen a woman saying that that the reason that women couldn't keep a good man and all that shit and that is that another. I know we go through that all the time. We get through that rigmarole, that bullshit, but. Man, I'm going to hit that up a little bit later because that shit was just crazy. I felt like I don't know if it was truth or not to it, but, you know, a lot of shit been going around, a lot of shit been going on. But, nevertheless, check it out. Like I said, we got callers. If y'all want to jump in, just press 1. I'll bring you in. See, we can shoot the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm here by my lonely, so I'm going to drink, get fucked up, and talk some shit until we get this motherfucking thing situated, you know. All right, so what we got in the news? Well, what's the latest? What's the latest bullshit? I've been checking on a few things. Let's see what we got. What we got going on? And, I really don't know. It's been kind of quiet lately. Now, I did see something on the versus thing, so right, that's on my mind. I'll bring that up. Now, I seen Jay-Z make a statement to say that no one out here can get on that stage with him. I don't know about that. You know, I feel like, if anything, shit, put Lil Wayne up there against it. You know, I'm trying to figure if they say who can really go. He said can't nobody go against him. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm personally thinking, I don't think it's too many people. A lot of people be hollering Nas and, hell no. Nas, we got snowball chance in hell. I think the only motherfucker that you could probably put against him will probably be, it would have to be Wayne. I think it would have to definitely be Wayne. I can't see nobody else actually saying that, you know, even going that far and just, you know, even going toe-to-toe with it. Who catalog is even dope enough to even fuck with it? I don't know. A lot of people, you know. Okay, what up, big boy? Hold on. All right. Well, we got this going. Big boy, what's happening with you? Jamil, what's happening with you, sweetheart? And the big boy say he's a lie. Big boy say he's a damn lie. Nah. Jada Kiss. Okay, I think that'll be a good one. Tank. My dog Tank. My dog Tank. A-Ball. Nah, Tank. I can't see A-Ball. A-Ball DMJG. Man, I'm not the biggest Jay-Z fan, but I do get credit where credit is due. Man. Man, he would eat a ball alive. Bun B? Okay, alright. Big boy, you say Bun B. I like Bun B. I'm a Bun B fan. I'm a UGK fan. But nah, I don't think Bun can fuck with him lyrically, one on one, hit for hit. Nah. Look here, Tay, I don't know if you're at work or not, but shit. Damn, man. Okay. All right, well, I see you have a little technical difficulty on the field side of it. Trying to get reconnected there, brother. Give us a hot second. No. Stanley, give us a hot second, man. We trying to get it connected, man. We have some type of little technical difficulties going on. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to try to jump on that. And if you could boot it up and start it, if you can, man, please do. But, come on, Tank. I'm a big A-Ball MJG fan. I'm a 8-Ball MJG fan. But I just can't. I can't see it, man. Okay, I got. Okay, hold on. I got Mitchell Trees. You saying, what's up, big cuz? What's happening with you, baby? I'm going with Bun B, most Jay-Z things we came from. Biggie's catalog, not original. I'm going to tell you that. I can't agree with you. I think he surpassed Biggie years ago. Come on, Tank. 8-Ball don't need MJG. Come on, Tank. Hank, you know you my dog, man. I love you like a brother, but yeah, he do, man. You know, they tried that whole doing singles and, you know, doing their own thing. They don't, it don't work without each other. Nah, I mean, shit, now, okay, all right. We ain't gotta keep it East Coast. I mean, cause shit. Now me personally, shit. I'ma throw Ice Cube. I'ma throw Ice Cube in the mix. Okay, he said nah, he's still using his material. Okay, we're good. Thank you, Static. Thank you. Appreciate you. But now, for the people that just got on with us with the bill, I threw a statement out there that, you know, Jay-Z made this statement that, you know, nobody around alive could get with him on that verse. Now, I said Lil Wayne. Initially, I said Lil Wayne. And the only reason I said Lil Wayne, because I'm going to say we did that for the culture. You know, as far as like everybody say we do that for the culture. You know, everybody would love to see Mr. Carter go against Mr. Carter. But now, like I said, now Cube, shit. I don't think there's a motherfucker out there that could go with you. Now Cube, I would think Cube would have to go against somebody like Scarface or somebody. I don't think, you know, I don't think that I don't think it'll resonate real good. Denise, what's happening? Can you hear us good? I got your message. I wasn't sure if you were saying that you was having issues or we was, but not really sure. But check it out, anybody that's calling in, you know what I'm saying? Press 1, I bring you in. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to get on via video where y'all could be seen and heard, just go on my page, Zach Scott, click the StreamYard link, and I'll bring you in. I really want Tank to jump in here because Tank, hey, eight ball, come on, dog, come on, dog. All I'm going to say is that whether you like him or dislike him, Jay-Z got to have a little catalog here. I personally think probably the only motherfucker that can fuck with him right now, I mean, it probably will be Wayne. Oh, yeah, definitely. See, Ice Cube got better bars. His music just make you feel good. Cube got that message. See, Cube got a message through everything. You know what I'm saying? Cube in a whole other realm of his own. So, you know, I'm not really... I said Cube because I know Cube got the catalog to go with him, but I really don't think Jay-Z could fuck with Cube. But, you know, that's just my personal opinion. People say that I'm more biased because I'm an Ice Cube fan, but, you know what I'm saying? Nah, just, hey, go on my page. All you got to do is tank, go on my page, click the StreamYard link, and I'll bring you in. That's all you got to do. Go on that Zach Scott page. It's under the Sin City banner, the Sin City promo that I did. Just click that link, and I'll bring you in.
You know what? I like this little debate here because
in here, this will really surprise me that the women got something to say. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, that just show you the hip hop that evolved way past just the genre of men. And I like that. I like that a lot. But me personally, I think Cube would destroy his ass. That's just my own personal opinion, you know. I think Cube would destroy Jay-Z any day of the week. But like I said, to make it interesting, I think you would just have to. I'm gonna say it again. You gotta put Lil Wayne there. Just to make it interesting. You gotta put him in that. But then I don't know Lil Wayne. He be acting like he be so fucked up and he gone off that shit and all that. So I don't know. I don't know how good that versus would be, but I would definitely tune in just to see the train wreck, you know. And, I mean, okay, so Tank, Big Boy, how about this one for a versus? Since, I mean, y'all on that eight ball versus Bun B. What about that one? Definitely have to try that one. Janae, what's happening?
Oh, hello, I'm tired.
You get late?
I just got home.
Mm-hmm.
After episode this whole time.
You know, I'm holding it down by myself. Time I ain't here, so you know.
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
And I know you're not big on hip hop or nothing like that. But
no.
I was just saying, I seen something to Jay-Z. Shout out to Votify Coley, y'all. Hold on, man. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this is?
Yo.
What's good? Who this?
This Tank. Yo, can you hear me?
Tank. What's happening, Tank?
What's up, my nigga, man?
What's good with it?
Shit, man. Am I online?
Yeah, you on there. Everybody can hear you.
Okay, yeah. I think Q will be a good motherfucking match, though, my nigga.
But you know what, man? I don't think
I think the genres wouldn't mesh right. You know,
you
like everybody
so?
Said, the Bone Thug and 3-6. It just didn't. I mean, my personal opinion, you know, it didn't mesh right. It was just like two different styles that were just totally just. It wasn't that. You know, you got Bone Thug harmonizing, singing, and all this shit. And then you got these motherfuckers talking about tear the club up.
Yeah, that was, yeah, that kind of, yeah, like, I don't know, they just threw some shit out there. They
right,
really
so,
threw some shit out there on that one. So,
right,
who
that's
would you say?
Think,
so would you keep it East Coast with Jay-Z?
You know what? I don't know, man. I mean, I don't think, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't think nobody on the East Coast can fuck with him.
I don't think it's a match, put it like that. I ain't gonna say fuck with him yet, but like, it ain't a good match for that nigga right now.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
I mean, kind of
like I heard you say Scarface.
I don't think nobody on the East Coast could go with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
I know people
trying to
pull Nas out their ass, but I can't see it.
Okay, put Fab on his ass. What about Fabulous?
I like Fabulous, but now here's the question.
You know,
Fabulous catalog big enough to go against Jay-Z? Because you got to do like 20 songs.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Damn.
So,
okay, what's up,
cuz? But I don't know about 20.
Right. Now, see, my good, I said the same thing. I said it got to be Lil Wayne. It got to be. It gotta be Lil Wayne.
You know
it
what?
It gotta be Lil Wayne to go again.
And you right. Fuck it. Put the card against the card. Goddamn.
You got to. You got to.
Put the card against the card. Mr. Card against the card. Hell, what the fuck they?
You gotta do it like that.
Fuck.
I mean, I can't see nobody else going against him like that.
There you go.
Okay.
Because you got to look at it like this. Who would you put Lil Wayne up against?
It got to be the same thing. Same thing.
You look at the Lil Wayne situation, like who would you put as with more hits than these niggas, you know what I'm saying, together?
Exactly. I say, because Steve say lyrically it'd be a good battle. I think that's the only person that's the only person that could do it, man.
On some real shit.
But for him to make the statement that he made that can't nobody
I ain't seen
on
it yet.
That stage with me.
Whew, he said, I ain't even seen it. He big stun. Because he basically sitting back like, nigga, who can fuck with me?
Right. And see, that's why I say, and don't get me wrong, man. Like I said, I'm an A-Ball MJG fan, nigga. Mr. B, I'm talking about from very first EP.
Ball got them hits, man. Ball got them hits. Even if, nah, but you know what? It's like you say, it can't be just, it got to be just Ball.
Yeah.
It got to be just Ball. So, yeah, on some solo shit. So, Jay-Z got more hits all by himself than he do A-Ball by himself.
Yeah. I my cousin, I said a lot. I am an eight ball MJG fan. Those first two, I mean, I like something off of every album they ever put out. But them first
you
two,
sleep on
them
Prim,
two motherfuckers in the CD, or I mean, you know how we used to do it back then. Put that motherfucker CD in and just let that bitch go. You ain't even have to. You have to skip to another song. Just let the whole CD go.
On some real shit. For real. You ain't lying. But check out, I'm going to send you this Primrose shit that he put out a couple of years ago.
Okay.
It was two CDs by itself, you know what I'm saying, that, you know what I'm saying, really didn't top the charts or nothing like that because, you know what I'm saying, he ain't getting no exposure and shit like that. It's just like Ice Cube made, like, I don't know how many albums after you know,
you
the
know,
fact that, you know, so even
that.
After Friday, the shit didn't come out.
I keep telling people that, like, man, I buy all Cube shit. I get all Cube shit. Now, my girl, the D-State, Scarface, eat his ass for lunch.
You say who?
The Scarface would eat I'm assuming Jay-Z. He'd eat Jay-Z ass for lunch.
Man.
I'm not disputing that. I'm not disputing that at all. Yeah, Scarface. Come on, man. Face. Come on, man. We can go all the way back to Money and the Power. I mean, we can go back to the first that they get, man. Face is the man.
Well, hey. Not now.
I would love to
Pimp
see
Pimp C with a camera. Now that would be a hot one. Hit for hit. Now FaZe got 20 of them.
Yo, I'm on.
Oh yeah, definitely.
FaZe got 20.
And that's what I'm saying.
Now, probably
I
got
20
of them actually.
You said who?
I said Q probably got 20 of them too actually.
Oh,
yeah, we have, bro.
Got 20.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you a little distant, but I can hear you.
All right, y'all was talking about Jay-Z, right?
Right.
And somebody said Lil Wayne. Y'all thinking about Nas?
Lil Wayne. It got to be Lil Wayne.
Nas, dude. Nas.
Come on, man.
Song for song?
Nah.
Didn't they have a beat? They had the beat before, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did something similar to a versus before. Nas is boring, dog. You got to be a Nas fan to like him. Everybody don't like Nas.
Man, that dude is lyrical,
right,
man.
Right,
you gotta listen to it. You gotta listen to the lyrics, man.
Exactly.
I'm not taking that away
that he's not lyrical. But Nas just don't grab everybody's attention like that.
Nah, that's why his name Nas. Nah.
You gotta be a Nas
real,
fan
like,
to like
you it. Don't. You don't. Yeah, like
you
know what I'm saying. Nas, you got them cuts.
What did y'all? He got five CDs. What did y'all talking about?
And I'm
not saying that it's not enough people that like him where he wouldn't go platinum. But at the same time, I just feel like you got to be a Nas fan to really like
you.
You're
right on that one. Yeah, you definitely have
I'm
to be
a
Nas
fan.
Everybody, Nas didn't reach everybody.
I've never, I'm going to tell you, for all the way from Illmatic till now, I've never listened to a whole Nas CD.
You got to, bro.
No.
I ain't never bought a
Nas.
To take it back in the day, I ain't never bought a Nas tape.
You say what now, Turk?
To take it back in the day, I never had bought a Nas tape. So, shit.
It just wasn't real shit. He had lyrics. It's like, all right, you know, dude could go. But shit, he rap like he act like his belly.
You got
on
dope.
Real shit.
You got dope. Everybody got dope.
Man,
that
dude
is
top three in New York, man.
What
are you talking about? That nigga is New York rap. Nas is top three New York rap, man. Can't take it from him, dude. He top three.
I wouldn't take that from him. He is.
I'm not gonna put it in the top three.
This is my opinion, though. Now, hold on. I'll
give him that. Now, that's another conversation, though.
We got Latrice saying, just hear me out. Eminem could definitely do a little something.
Ooh.
Definitely.
Ooh.
Eminem would take Jay-Z in a versus.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay, I don't think nobody on the planet can fuck with Eminem versus Bird. When you talking about Eminem,
yeah, because
live Mike, no way.
Yeah, because you know Jay-Z can flip it up too. Jay-Z can flip his style.
Okay, y'all give me 1 second. Give me 1 second.
All right,
Janine, you still on here?
Hold on. Yeah, I'm here.
All right. And hold on, Tom, before you say something. I once again said I know you're not into the rap thing like that and it's whatever, but you know those two names, Jay-Z, Eminem, right? You're aware of their music. Like you heard their music.
Yeah.
Now, as a person, just, you know, like I said, I know, we all know that you're not a big rap connoisseur. You don't do all that. But if you had to pick which one, if they said, well, Sting, you got to watch this versus between Jay-Z and Eminem, who you think going to win? Who would you pick?
Eminem.
Yeah.
Mine.
Okay. Okay.
It's my personal preference because I don't like Jay-Z.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the way he talks or nothing. He just annoys the shit out of me every time he plays.
It's a hoe.
See, right there,
damn,
right
you
there.
Sound like DMX on Drake. I don't like his face.
I might be wrong on this observation. Look at the tree talking about seed. I think
Eminem will give him a run for his money.
I would think most black men would pick Jay-Z over Eminem. I would thought a lot of black
Eminem
women
would
destroy.
Eminem
would
destroy. Dude, we talking about a live mic. We talking about verse for verse, live mic, off the dome. Just no way Jay-Z can fuck with Eminem. No way.
Okay.
Off the dome? I mean, give me a mic, you take a mic, and let's go? Come on, man. Word for word?
Yeah, I think.
The way Eminem put words together? No way.
I think M might have it.
Okay, but now let me say this. I'm going to piggyback off the beat. She say that Eminem ain't talking about shit a motherfucker can relate to, though.
I mean, when you break it down. Oh, wait. When haven't he? Man, M go crazy. So I don't know who. Some y'all might not be big Eminem fans, but you know, M go crazy.
I'm not disputing.
Jay talk about what Jay talk about.
I think
M is a battle rapper. You know,
he's a battle rapper,
so he can switch it. He can switch it.
But okay,
he can switch it up on you.
I guess okay. Versus is more like who can get the crowd appeal, who can get the crowd going. You know what I'm saying? Who can make the crowd stand up and sing their words with them and blah, blah, blah. You know, just go. Now, M, yeah, that could be a nice battle. Nas, if you ain't in New York, Nas wouldn't have a snowball chance in hell nowhere other than New York or the East Coast.
Nah, because niggas would be like, what song is that?
Right.
For real.
Nas wouldn't have a chance nowhere other than New York.
Well, M,
like,
I don't know.
I kill you and them loud ass motherfucking barking dogs.
Hey, but it's crazy because they don't get to pick the songs. You know what I'm saying? Like if you going back to back, let me pick my songs that I think that'll kill them. They letting the crowd pick it and shit like that, or the DJ. You know what I'm saying? So, like, DJ shit might suck. You know what I'm saying? Like, so who actually picked the songs? You know what I'm saying too.
Okay, I feel you. Now,
some of
those,
this is like Bone Thugs and Harmony, all the shit they was picking suck. The shit Gucci
that
Man was picking
man.
With
now,
Easy.
I watched the
suck.
Interview with Lazy, and he said right before the fight started, the song that they did, he said he was pissed. Like, why the fuck did the DJ play this song? Like, these motherfuckers just came off this hype-ass song, and y'all played this boring-ass. I mean, you know, y'all played, you know, that's like
not
a ballad to them.
You feel me?
Right. And he said by the time he was going to the DJ to tell, hey, man, you know, they playing some shit like that. Don't come back with that. Come back with some shit,
right.
That, some of our hype shit. But he said,
right.
Fight broke out.
Good.
Nah,
fight, though.
I'd have felt like we were losing too, goddamn.
We just say, oh, yeah, you ugly motherfucker. That's the truth.
I felt like we were losing.
It's still relevant. He say things rappers won't or can't say. Now, my girl Denise say DMX and Snoop had the best battle so far.
Ooh.
I beg to differ. I think KRS-One and Big Daddy Kane had the best fight so far. I mean, not fight, but best verses so far.
The best verses ever?
Yeah, Big Daddy Kane, KRS-One.
What, like rap battle beef or something like that?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, I think, like, the verses that Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One did, it was nostalgic. You know what I'm saying? They brought back some of that old school shit.
And yeah, I'm sleep, man, because I ain't seen that.
Oh, no, that's that. I think, like I said, just my opinion, I feel like that was the best verses ever.
Damn, I ain't seen that, man.
Now, the biggest massacre? The biggest massacre was the Lox versus Dipset. Now, that was the biggest massacre.
Man. That was a real upset. Like they
and Jada bodied them by himself.
Right. And at the same time, kind of, they still didn't. They didn't give Dipset. They didn't play all the good Dipset shit. Put it like that.
I mean,
Dipset
had a couple of more better. I mean,
a lot.
I guess I'm not a big Dipset fan, so.
A lot better, a lot of better shit, because I'm telling you, thousand motherfucking sheep by themselves could have killed the niggas from the Dipset. For real. So they just let Jada lose something like, nigga, this just one nigga that's going to eat y'all ass up. Don't even worry about us.
Right, just imagine all three of us get ready to eat y'all ass up.
Back to back on y'all ass. Man, come on, man. Yeah, that was some hot shit right there.
Nah, but I mean,
So who you say? Who we gonna put up against Jay, man?
Man, the Carter versus Mr. Carter. All right,
Eminem. Wait. Because when you brought it to my attention that M, like, you know what I'm saying, he is a battle rapper, but at the same time, he did have some hits, but I still can't put 20 M hits back-to-back, you know what I'm saying, like I can Lil Wayne.
Right. And see, like I said, it's not about, like, it's not a smack, you know. It's not like, you know, it's not that type of battle where y'all going at each other.
It's
you
hits,
know, y'all,
it's popular
the whole
songs.
Thing is,
yeah.
Right. Is who got the better song?
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Man, you can start playing the Eminem song, and then he can freestyle, because ain't nobody have a problem when Jay the Kids did it. Because he freestyled a lot of it in that verse.
Well,
he did a lot of mixtapes of the nigga song.
A lot of that stuff came off of mixtapes, too.
Yeah, because he did a lot.
Yeah, it really wasn't. A lot of it wasn't freestyle. A lot of it was just shit off his mixtapes. That motherfucker just wasn't, you know. Jada's an underrated motherfucker, but after that motherfucking versus, he proved that, hey, you know, like, nigga, y'all just ain't been paying attention to me. I got fucking bars.
Yeah, he got that call from the Illuminati, like, what you trying to do?
Oh, yeah.
What, man? Y'all talking about Jada Kiss, man. I don't think Jada Kiss can fuck with Benny Siegel.
I don't know. Put Kiss ass on Jay-Z. Put Kiss ass on Jay-Z then. See, come
he
on.
He gotta beat Benny Siegel first.
Man,
I don't
come
think
on,
he can beat Benny Siegel.
I don't know.
Nah,
I can't count 10 hot tracks of Beans. Beans my nigga now. I fuck with him. But I can't count 10, really. I can't count 10 for Jada because I ain't a real big Jada fan, but the nigga goes stupid, especially with all the mixtapes. I ain't never bought an album, but all the mixtapes that I do have, nigga, he retarded.
Man, Jada's a beast. That D-Block, those D-Block mixtapes, man, that dude is a fucking animal.
He probably freestyle and kill that nigga off his own song, nigga.
That's why 50 wasn't crazy. 50 knew not to keep going at Jada. You know how 50 like, oh, I'm gonna kill your career. He knew not to fuck with that.
Ja Rule,
he knew when he knew when Jada came out going at his ass. Think about it. He like, I'm gonna stick the Fat Joe one. And then he left Fat Joe alone. I'm just gonna stick with
Left Fat Joe alone. He got that call from Essays, like, all right, Holmes.
I think Fat Joe would touch a motherfucker for real.
Low key, yeah,
fuck
yeah,
Fat
man.
Joe, I ain't saying fuck
that. I'm not fucking with DeVatos. I fuck with DeVatos.
I have never bought
a Fat Joe album. But, you know, at the same time, shit, I ain't gonna go talk about this nigga. Like, fuck that nigga.
Nah, fuck it. Fuck it. Shit. I'm gonna have to fuck with me. I don't know, man. I just think he's one of them motherfuckers. He his homeboy. We the best. They just jump on the bandwagon.
Oh,
the bandwagon ass
motherfucker. Nah, Joe been around for a long time.
I know Joe been around since I was in high school, Joey Crack. I remember him.
And ain't never been no smut on his name, man. Ain't never been no fuck shit on his name.
But I just can't put it.
I wouldn't put him up against nobody or something. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
but then it's like he, you know, I see him better as an entertainer,
You don't see Crack as a gangster, man?
Nah. I don't. The tree say Ghostface could jump in the ring, too. I'm gonna agree 110%.
Yeah, see, we ain't even touched the Wu-Tang camp.
Whew. I don't even think nobody could ask. Well, okay, all right, since we on this, we going hip hop on this. Meth, Raekwon, Ghostface.
Yeah.
ODB just made you laugh.
I don't know. You can't put them on. You can't put none of them on, Jay.
No, I'm just saying. I said Method Man, the truth. I said Method Man. Other than that, I mean, the rest of the Wu-Tang was just some hang-oners.
Put Wayne on that nigga, man. Fuck it. Don't make that call.
I mean, I know you're a Wu-Tang fan, but shit. Now, all of them motherfuckers wasn't platinum rappers.
No.
That's true, all of them wasn't, man, but collectively, they played off each other very, very well.
There you go.
Yeah, because you guys shit probably
like
didn't
the Three
go
Stooges.
With.
That's like the Three Stooges, man. You wouldn't just watch one of them.
Yeah, you can't just watch the Stooges.
You're right, the Stooges.
But see, but now you had Meth, you had Raekwon, you had Ghostface, and like I said,
you even had RZA. RZA, Expected Deck. You know what I'm saying? You had all them.
Yeah,
all them had albums.
Yeah, they was garbage. You guys, they're motherfucking garbage.
But hey,
Avatar, fuck that.
Let me ask you this. As far as the verses go, group on group, there's not one single group that can fuck with Wu-Tang. Not as a group, not as a collective, as a whole. It's not one. Ain't no group
you
out
know
there
what?
That can fuck with
okay.
Wu-Tang.
Now, I would put
Goody Mob.
Nah.
Ooh.
Nah. I like Goody Mob, though, but nah. They
That ain't even the same level.
I would have to put. I mean, I know they already did it, but I would have to put the Lock again. The Lock's really good. And like I said, really collectively, only people they'd be going against is Meth, Raekwon, and Ghostface right now.
We talking a whole.
I understand that.
You got to have more niggas than them because you fuck around and shit. Let Jada get them all again. Eat them, Jada. When we ain't got to show up.
He can't beat the whole clan by himself.
See, first of all, hold on, y'all sleep on Styles though.
Y'all don't even unleash Styles on them, man. And Sheik Luke.
Hey, not to cut you off, Tom. I ain't trying to cut you off, but you got eight motherfuckers on the stage. All right. Nobody else got that many motherfuckers in their group.
No.
So you really, I mean, yeah, of course you can't. I mean, it's eight different motherfuckers rapping.
They the first and only motherfuckers to do it. Depending on how you come.
So, I mean, how can you go against eight motherfuckers? You feel me?
I don't know. Downstairs. It better be downstairs.
Not now. Patrice just took the dang right out of my mouth. Now, group-wise, I'm going to throw Outkast out there, and I don't know what motherfucking group can fuck with them. Only motherfucker that I know that can fuck with them ain't here no more. Only motherfucker I would say that could fuck with them was UGK.
I don't know. It's like different levels, man. It's like different, you know, like what they was talking about, like at the time and the presence and shit like that. Seems like how would you compare who would go against who? Because UGK and Outkast,
I'm just
like
saying.
I think if you put
Outkast,
see, I would put Outkast
on that stage,
up against some motherfuckers like the Roots or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
I put Outkast.
Like
against,
they
I
damn
near
talking about the same
people,
shit.
They got the hit.
Now UGK and A-Ball and MJG, them the two, like they, you know, I would put them together. You know, have them rap against, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, but you got to think about it, man. Outkast hang with every. I mean, dude, I don't see nobody beating him.
Okay, how about who would you put Dre up against, just rapping wise?
Dre? Andre 3000?
No, Dr. Dre.
Nobody. Dre don't rap.
Dre rap, man. He got a couple hot verses.
Man,
come on
now. Dre,
man,
everybody knows Dre don't rap.
Of songs, man.
Nah, Dre can't come on now. You know
that song.
Tank.
That's
you know it. You know between
the name of
his
verse.
Dog Pound Gang, Eminem, everybody wrote his shit.
You forget about
it's all verses. It ain't songs. It's all verses.
It's
all verses. It ain't songs, man.
What about
Dre
Chronic? What about
every
it?
Single song.
Dre verses? The shit
and
he
they,
said,
and
the
they wrote,
he wrote for that
song.
Song. I don't know, man.
Dre ain't got no hit. Dre got hit, but to do a verses? Nah. That got to be some producers. Now we talk a producer type shit. That's like him against Puffy or him against what's that little leprechaun looking motherfucker name? JD
Flip.
you know Flip. that got to go that way, man. Y'all would really put Dre in the verses against somebody?
Yeah.
Now, Tech, I'm shocked to hear that from you.
Man, come on, man. So you don't like Dre?
I love Dre. I'm just calling it.
You would put him in the verses? No, I'm just saying. Who would you put him up against? Who would you put him up against?
Shit, the only person you can go against is Puffy.
No, man. Come on, man.
Who else could come on? Tank, now Tank. We go way back.
I don't know, man.
Tank.
I don't know. I still got tapes in the closet right now. I blow the dust off these motherfuckers, and we can get to play these motherfuckers.
All right, now, because you say we overlooked 8-Ball MJG. I didn't overlook him. Like I said, I'm an 8-Ball. I don't know if you was here earlier. I'm a big 8-Ball MJG fan. Now, I think that would probably be a good battle for Outkast, but I think overall Outkast may get them.
2-on-2? I don't know. I think that shit would be hot as fuck right there. That shit would be dope as fuck right there. Just to watch that motherfucker could be dope. I'm rooting for both of them, goddammit, at this point.
Well, I'm saying, like I said, that'd be a dice versus 8-Ball MJG versus Outkast. That'd be a
I'm rooting for both.
Ooh, the South would ride. Yeah, okay, now Stannis.
You remember 8-Ball did that shit with them Chicago niggas?
Yeah.
Man, that shit was hot.
My man Stannis say, who would you put?
I said, get the burst off of them. That ball did.
Okay.
And put man, come on.
Yeah, but.
Call versus,
okay.
Guys, not songs. Remember that. Call versus,
I just,
not songs.
Okay, that's what I said. You got me on that one. Now, my man Stannis say, who would you put Naughty by Nature against? I like Naughty by Nature. I know. No, when they first came out with OPP, dog, I told all y'all these motherfuckers gonna blow. Everybody's probably talking about, what are these motherfuckers looking at with this Michael Jackson beat? I'm like, this shit finna blow. And it did. Now, Tretch is a hell of a fucking rapper.
Yeah, he kind of go. Like, some shit from back in the day that I remember him spitting, and I think he had a few hip-hop quotables, yeah. Yeah.
Stannis, I would have to, and I know I keep using them as my fail safe. Once again, I got to use them again. I would have to use the Locks. Because ain't no.
Naughty by Nature?
Yeah, against the Locks.
No.
Okay, who would you go with?
Against Naughty by Nature, man. Yes. Now, back in that time when everything was jumping, you remember a group called the Lost Boys?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Cheeks.
Yeah, Mr. Cheeks and Freaky Ty and all of them.
Oh, yeah, those were my people. I like them.
Yeah, they had some hits, too. And I'm pretty sure when the DJ mixed the shit all down, no matter what he plays, every one of their songs you gonna remember. You will remember this from the motherfucking early 2000s or late 90s. That shit for real.
Man, Renee, Lexus,
Coop, Benz. Benz.
Yeah, man. Mr. Chicks was a motherfucker. I like this shit.
I just seen the motherfucking Unsung about them not too long ago. That shit was crazy.
Right, shit. I could say Chief had bars.
Yeah, he did.
He definitely did. He definitely had the bars. Okay. Lost Boys, Naughty by Nature. I think that'll be a good matchup.
On the real.
Okay, you right. I stand correct.
What about the female
rappers? That would be a better matchup.
What about the female rappers?
Who we talking
about? MC Light, and I can't do nothing but put Queen Latifah up against.
I'm about to say, yeah, you can't put nobody but Latifah against her.
But Latifah.
Okay, so what about the hoes?
I don't see nobody else. Huh?
What about the hoes?
the hoes. Okay, Megan Thee Stallion, and then
see, that's the thing. Okay, Lil Kim, I say Foxy.
Oh, you want to go with the old ho?
Do they got 20 hits?
Lil Kim?
Yeah, do Lil Kim got 20 hits?
Now, she has 20 verses. Then I'm pretty sure she can kill your ass on. Probably Remy Ma had 20 of them. I ain't going to say 20. Now, I would say Remy has 20 verses that will kill,
now here's the thing about the verses. What we all see is songs, is notable songs. Now, granted, you got verses,
it's going off features, the feature songs with people too. So you can take your songs from features and put them on there.
Yeah, but it's notable songs that been in the top 10, you know, songs that did, you know, radio play and all that shit.
Yeah.
I was saying, you think Kim got 20 of them?
Kim got 20.
You think so?
Kim should have a hot 20. What would you do with your man was untrue? And you cut that sucker off and find someone new. Remember, she killed that shit on that motherfucker, boy. She killed that nigga Big on that shit, nigga. Come on.
She did.
Well, I ain't about an album, but she had some hits, man.
I'm gonna say, Tommy, you think she got 20 hits? You think she can do 20 verses?
Nope. I don't listen to female rappers, man. So
we ain't gonna sound chauvinistic, man. Don't do that. Okay, now the tree say Naughty by Nature versus the Tribe Called Quest.
Boom. I would put Tribe up against De La Soul.
They ain't got 20. Now she say she agree with us, dog. She say Kim can't do the 20.
Who? Kim?
Yeah, Kim ain't got 20 hits.
Kim ain't got 20. Oh, I believe she do, man.
Hell, but now here's the question: do not even. You trap? Well, yeah, but I think you got to be a New York motherfucker.
Right. So you can give me 20 from that. or, you know.
Nah, that their first album, that was a classic album, man. That album, you didn't have to press fast forward. You didn't have to skip no song.
I put Heavy D on one of them niggas, goddamn. He had hot hits, too. It's a lot of
motherfuckers. I love Heavy D.
Depending on who you put against who, that's the thing.
And see, like I said, we gotta look at it. You gotta have hits that made, you know, that's, you gotta have recognized hits. You can't have shit that's like, because, you know, I heard it on the mixtape, but you heard it on, oh, that shit was fire. You got to have some shit that motherfuckers that heard, that shit that went nationwide, shit that cracked the billboards, motherfuckers that had hot video, the whole nine, y'all, the whole genre.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't just have some shit that me and you like, oh, we didn't put that shit on now. The mother like, okay. Like,
so that shit wasn't never played on the radio.
Daddy Kiss shit was freestyle. A lot of that shit was from mixtapes.
But a lot of people heard it, though.
So a lot of people like, oh, he was freestyle. No, that was that shit. I got that motherfucking CD.
Yeah, because you can obviously say how many albums, not mixtapes, did the lot come out with. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, that deep. We
got a million fucking
man,
mixtapes.
Them motherfuckers was throwing them out back, and, you know, back to back. That's how they was getting off the mixtape.
Hey, I got somebody to go up against Jay-Z.
Boost.
I got the perfect person. Beyonce White.
Who?
Beyonce, hit for hit. She can go 20 with Jay-Z.
We're going to put her up against Mary.
Hey, somebody said Beyonce, though. She got 20 hits.
I mean, okay, we ain't doing rapping and R&B.
Yeah,
and I heard y'all. But not now. Yeah, now, you just said something that was interesting.
Me and Mary.
We'll put Monet up against Queen B.
Who?
Oh,
who
you got? She killed Mary J. Every day of the week. Beyonce killed Mary J.
What?
Oh, come on.
I ain't even a Mary J fan no more. Because all that old male bastard shit she do. But, I need my
man,
lady.
Man, that's my ex, this. Man. That's my
Hold
ex,
on.
Man. I'm rooting for her.
Now, what? I know we've been talking a lot of rap. Jadeen, where you at? Right. Now we up on your genre.
R&B?
I'm here.
Okay. Mary J, and Beyonce.
Queen B is no more.
Who I think will win a versus?
Mary J. Beyonce.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna have to go with Beyonce because I just think she got a bigger following than Mary J. I like Mary J., but I don't think her following is as big as Beyonce.
Let me ask you that.
Mary, how you all in your feelings? Every song, everybody can think about old
you,
love.
I agree.
New
I
love.
Here's the way that Versus is going. Versus is going about hit. I mean, you know, songs that you done. You know how popular they was. You know, it's not just going by who got the biggest following. It's just like whose songs. You know, I'm top 10. So because they say you got to have at least 20 hits.
What I'm saying
and
is,
I'm counting y'all both, but I
just don't think people will see it like that. I think people will still pick Beyonce just because. Even though Mary, I think she had all the better hits and stuff like that. I just think Beyonce will win just because.
Wow. Really?
Because she's Beyonce.
Yeah, just because who she is. I mean, people be fighting over her like they know her for real. Like,
actually, I could be the DJ and Mary will still win. If Beyonce paid me, like for real. There's nothing that Mary dropped that wouldn't crush Beyonce's songs. I'm sorry.
I'm not disagreeing with what you said. I definitely agree with that. I think Beyonce's following is just that strong that regardless of what you know they feel is better, they're not gonna admit that it's better because they just so behind Beyonce. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. That would be a good one. Zach, make the call. Put that through.
I'm on it. Hey, my cousin said, Mary got those G's behind her, damn the followers.
I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, Latrice said, my husband said, Beyonce, he want his dessert tonight. We Mary fans over here.
I'm trying to tell you.
I think it'll be a hell of a show, though.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want to pull some rating? Man, get to doing that little drunk stutter step and dance and shit.
I'm drunk right after that. Hold on.
You know what? Man, get to doing that little drunk stutter step. You do that little kick. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
But they, you know what? Today I am really surprised. I really thought you were gonna say Mary. I'm surprised at you.
I mean, I would pick Mary. I'm not saying I wouldn't pick Mary. I'm just saying I don't think if it happens, I don't think she will win.
I'm just saying. That's definitely, I mean, Tommy, you brought up some interesting points, but that definitely.
Them the queens. That was the queens right there. Put it like that. That'll definitely high.
Okay, so let's say we take out Mary and we throw in Janet.
Oh.
Throw in who?
Janet gonna kill her.
I gotta go with Janet.
I'm sorry, Mary, my girl, but I gotta go with Janet. But then again, hold on. You gotta think about that. Janet ain't really did a whole. I don't know if it's way more than Mary. I don't know. She had some hits, but is it more than Mary?
Come on, man. Janet been out since Let's Wait a While.
I know,
Let's Wait a While.
Yeah, you done killed me right there.
She ain't made nothing new in a while.
I don't know, but I'm looking at that's Janet though, nigga. Janet might one song. Some shit like that.
Right, but ain't Janet shit like ageless?
Is who?
I say ain't her music is ageless, like you can still bump Let's Wait a While and still, man, that motherfucker song will turn you back to you 14, 13 years old, trying to get some
better rubs. Yeah, and shit, you didn't even know when your mama was playing this, you ain't know what the hell Janet was talking about, but you listen to it now, you be like, shit.
See, Janet was my era. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of years over you. So I knew what Janet was talking about. You know?
Yeah.
Shit.
Look, that'll be a good one. Janet and Mary, that'll be a good one. You know what I'm saying? That'll be something to really discuss with a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? To see what would be the outcome of that.
Yeah, I think Mary and Beyonce would be a battle, though.
Janet versus Jennifer Lopez, I see they said.
I don't think so. Do J-Lo got 20
years? Jennifer Lopez needs to get her ass sent out somewhere. So her ass can't sing. She looked good.
She look good lip singing, huh?
Right.
All right, I'm gonna throw one out there, dog. And I know you even got to know about this. And we always said it, but if the voices is right, these motherfuckers ain't smoked. If they ain't smoked too much dope, and they can just get their voices right. Jodeci versus Boyz II Men. I'm going with Jodeci.
Yeah, I think I'm going to fuck with Jodeci too.
Mm-hmm.
Boyz II Men is my shit.
Kill Boyz II Men.
But I would have to put Jodeci against. I would have to put Jodeci against like BBD or New Edition or somebody like that.
Nah. You gotta put them against boys.
Put them against them.
No, they came out around the same time.
Put them niggas against New Edition, man.
Can they really go against New Edition? Who can go against
New Edition? Nah, man, they the motherfuckers go all the way back to Popcorn Love.
For sure.
New Edition got too many hits.
Look,
nigga, they get Bobby
an
8-ball letter, get him himself.
Operator.
Get Bobby Brown an 8-ball. Let him get him his goddamn self.
Man, I think he can sing the wrong song. Hey, what's Bobby Brown? Not the deal play through the deal versus Jodeci.
Now, I don't know.
Even though I like Drew, I still have to go with Jodeci.
I give you that one.
Go, little punk ass.
Don't make that sound
good. Look, go ahead. You can't fuck with JC. Hey, I'm a Jodeci fan. I'm a Jodeci motherfucking fan. Hey, KC made skinny niggas cool. I was a skinny motherfucker back then. That motherfucker take his shirt off. Shit, I walked through the project with my shirt off like it wasn't shit.
Nigga hit that nigga JoJo in his chest and kill him.
JoJo wasn't little when it was KC.
Oh, KC, yeah.
Cool for the skinny motherfucker. See, Tank, you always had some weight to you. You always was you was always a stout dude.
I can't be a little Tank.
Right.
You know, little nigga named Tank. That's why a lot of these niggas out here with the Tank name, skinny as hell, like making me mad and shit, nigga. For real. I'm Tank G, nigga. Right. I don't know about these other niggas.
See, you ain't have to worry about motherfuckers talking about all this little skinny ass little Tank.
Nah,
I was little. So when that motherfucker came out and he taking his shirt off, shit. He made it and he was dark skinned. Shit, he made it cool for us. Hey,
that nigga was a cocky. That nigga was a cocky. He only stole colors.
That'd be hot.
Jodeci and who you say?
Jodeci
and no. You can't do that one. But they lost Voice of Men. Lost, man. We ain't gonna give them no hell like that. At least Jodeci and shit, I would at least say Drew Hill.
Okay, they were more of a similar style, but okay, now the Tree State Silk and Boys the Men. You know what? Now hold on before we even say something. I'm so tired of her. That's what turned me off of Mary J. Because every song was about Casey. Every song was about KC did
time.
This.
I thought she was talking about me.
Man, she was horrible, dog. She wasn't that in red.
Damn, she was on that. That was that nigga the whole time, huh?
Dog, she's bad, dude. She was better.
Wasn't he beating her up and shit, too?
Her talent.
Wow. What the fuck, Mary J. Blige? Where is she from?
But now here's the thing. She is fucking Tupac. But, you know, we ain't even going to get into that. We ain't going to get into that.
Oh, man. See, I ain't even know that. That's crazy. I ain't even know that. But, yeah.
We ain't going to even get into
I got to go watch the Unsung. I got to go watch the Unsung.
Right.
We're going to do that. We're going to do that. We're going to do that when you come down here and get on my podcast.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it then.
Right. That's all right. All I need is an invite, and I'm on my way.
Man, every Friday we doing. Every Friday we go.
Okay, okay.
I need to be. As a matter of fact, I'm finna drop one right now. I got to put the live on YouTube and put the audio on Spotify.
Okay, that's what's up. Right, they just beat each other's ass. Well, fuck, somebody smoked up the last eight ball and old fighting
man
out from there.
Nigga, skinny, ashy ass nigga, you let this nigga beat you up. Who are you? Fuck out of here.
Hey, I was a Jay-Z fan. I'm still a Jodeci fan. Matter of fact, I just heard that they just got signed and they back together. So be looking for a new Jodeci.
Damn.
That bitch when he come out.
Damn. That's what. Yeah. I ain't going to bad, but
I'm bad.
Let me know how it is. I'm a download it off SoundCloud.
Hey, you know I ain't bad at that. You don't do the same. It just sounded good on the radio.
This just sounded good to the listener. Damn.
Oh, let's see. Now, the tree store is shot. She's talking about crack is whack. They could have been in Whitney and Bobby.
Wait,
can't see it, man.
Let me go here.
You were off for that one.
Wait.
I ain't even posted that because you wrong.
I can't see the comment.
I ain't even posted that comment because you were on for that one. I can't see my
dude. Yeah, they would have. Yeah.
He had his vices, but he got over it.
That shit would have been hot.
I'm just saying, man.
Whitney and Bobby.
All I'm saying is
Whitney and Bobby against Mary and KC. Nigga, that shit would have been hot, nigga.
They got the fight. They got the fight.
That shit, whole building, cloudy as hell, nigga. Stink like a motherfucker.
Stop up there. You still wearing the hell of a mouth. Stinking like a motherfucker.
Ain't nothing but a doping party.
Right.
I don't understand. What is she saying about Casey and Mary? Is she saying because he was on drugs? Drugs probably did play a part. Maybe if he wasn't on drugs, their relationship would have lasted.
Cool.
Is that what she's saying?
Yeah, you know.
Casey and...
But who wasn't on drugs?
Casey.
Hey, you watch your mouth, too. Y'all not on
drugs.
That's my dude.
Wait.
It's not a bash. We're just saying, you know.
Mary was on that shit, too. Shit, y'all ain't never talking about
that
her.
Played a part.
She was on that shit, too. She probably turned him out on it. He was in the choir.
Yeah, Whitney's job. I think Bobby said Whitney turned him. I don't know who. So I think Whitney turned him out. Because Bobby said, you know, she was already on, wasn't it? She was already on. And when he came about, she was like, oh, nigga, this is how we get down.
First of all, this ain't about placing blame on who started who and who got who on drugs. We just saying if, you know, maybe the drugs played a part in their relationship. If the drugs wasn't involved at all, whoever was on drugs, you know, maybe the relationship would last.
Mary.
Because they really
Mary.
Did seem like they really did seem like they had true love for each other. That's what, you know, when you got that type of passion like that, when you screaming about a motherfucker every song, you really love that motherfucker, okay?
That pipe had your eye, goddammit, I guess.
Right.
Nah, that was when I high came down, they just want to talk shit.
Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, bitch.
Then you out there fucking up.
Love ain't nothing but the opposite of hate. Hate and love is just synonymous with one another. That's all it is. Hate and love.
Yeah,
and I love to hate your ass.
Man.
But you know, it's funny because a lot of people, consistent. Because a lot of people say that, like, oh, I love to hate your ass, or I hate that I love you. So
you
got
to there you go.
How many times you looked at a motherfucker, you like, oh, I hate that I love this motherfucker so much?
I say this shit every day.
Every day.
Probably a few minutes ago. I got the smoke, man. Hold on, I got the smoke, man.
Hey, you can hear him putting the motherfucker in his mouth. I got the smoke. Just thinking about this shit.
I got the smoke to that, goddamn it. That's a hip hop quotable right there. Shit,
man, that shit crazy. But I mean that's a true ass statement though. Hey, I love to hate this motherfucker. I hate that I'm in love with this motherfucker.
I hate that I love this motherfucker. God damn.
Ooh.
I need a drink, man. I gotta go to work tomorrow. Shit.
Damn, say we beat a depression. He got depressed quick.
Let's talk about something else.
So,
he is putting Jay-Z against Lil Wayne.
Yeah, we definitely gonna put that one. That's what we want to see.
Queen Latifah against MC Light.
Light, yep.
Outkast again.
Now Latrice just said Lauryn Hill versus NDIRE. I don't think they got enough hits to go on there.
Man, they got enough to go against each other.
Yeah. Wow.
That'd be a short versus.
Man, I ain't like that.
And Lauryn Hill would definitely.
Yeah, I think Lauryn Hill's a bad motherfucker. I hated to admit it. When that Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. That bitch had me singing that song. Cry puppy, cry puppy. Wait a minute, baby. You ain't supposed to be singing this shit.
You ever heard that name? Chop the Screw, nigga?
Dude, no, I ain't never heard of Chop the Screw.
Do not listen to a Chop the Screw, then, nigga. It's going to really make you sad.
you in a car by yourself and then come on, you know, man, you like, you just can't turn from it. Next thing you know,
no,
you singing that.
You and that motherfucker singing the hell out that shit with the windows up
in the
summertime.
That's the verse right there, and the T just put it. But I keep letting you back in. That's how it starts. He's like, oh, next thing you know, you singing it. But hey, motherfucking, hey, you got the light, motherfucker. Cry for me. You look over, motherfucker looking right at you like, really, nigga?
Hey, nigga,
I'm playing that shit too.
Say, come on.
Who
we put Erykah Badu up against?
Now, I think that's who probably could go against Lauryn Hill. Usher and Neo?
That's a damn good one.
Yeah, Gio Scott.
Against Erykah Badu? It don't matter. I'm going with Gio Scott.
Yeah.
I'm going with Gio Scott.
Yeah.
I love Gio Scott. That's a sexy BBW.
After that microphone thing.
but you know what? I always been a fan. She got the prettiest smile.
From the first video. I ain't gonna hold you. From that first video, she smiled to the "Let's Take a Long Walk." Smiled
man,
to the
I'm like,
that
look
video,
at you, so
man.
Cute, big girl. Go ahead, big girl.
And got all the teeth too. Goddamn it.
And she got, and it's just like she got more beautiful and more beautiful each video, every time she came out. Man, look here.
You could feel it. I mean, you could see it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she smiled like she had the whole thing, every video, goddamn.
Yeah, Jill Scott, she can get it.
What
they say?
Like
I'll be a husband bear.
It's like this awesomeness to her. It's like she could go both ways type person. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's like one
minute she could be nasty and freaky. And then the next minute she's playing an angel on Hallmark and shit.
She over here praying and shit, man.
Right.
She sucked the microphone, though.
Man,
you
suck
the batteries out this microphone. Now
and I, you know what? Here's the thing. I knew she had it in her. And when she did that microphone thing, I said, okay.
That's all I need to see.
Motherfuckers say, I want some of that Jill Scott. I like that Jill Scott.
Yeah, that's that Jill Scott.
I want some of that Jill Scott.
Right there. Your mama called you? What she called? What she calling my phone for?
It was a fucked up one. She just said that. My mama called me right before the show.
Hey,
my mama called me right before the show. I'm like,
I know, right?
Yes, she did.
Hey, Zach, look on your shit. See if she on there. She heard me talking about my mama, Jill Scott, huh?
You hate that you love me.
Yeah, that's it. Look at Patrice,
she's talking about Jill Scott, probably your cousin. Just as we got the same last name, man, she ain't related to me. She way in Philadelphia. And if she is, she a distant.
That's that sister, let it pass, cousin.
Hey, I heard somebody say goose. Hey, what they say, goose, get it. That distant cousin pussy good as any.
Oh, man. See? Yeah, that's that down south shit, man.
I would take her. And you think we related? Hell no, bitch. We not know what.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Talk about your motherfucking business. Now she talking about we got people on
God,
the coast. Shut up. What ruined my dream?
Yeah, that's fucked up, man. You like your cousin.
Oh, and you know she had, somebody put some news to Jill Scott on the internet. I still got them pictures.
For real?
Hell no.
Let me hit Google right quick.
There you go. They there.
Hell, that's crazy. Hey, let me leave that alone.
You know what?
Like,
so, y'all remember the video? She was in a art gallery. Damn, what was the name of that song? And she was in the art gallery. Love You the Way to Let. Damn, I can't think of that song.
Hey, I'm just stuck on the one when she was walking around the park. Shit, that was my favorite right there.
Dog, when I saw that song, I fell in love with this guy. I said, oh, she's beautiful. Okay, now we got Alicia Keys versus Toni Braxton. I'm not a big Toni Braxton fan. Not to say she didn't have hits. That whole one album. Man, you got to be a bad bitch for one album to be out. I mean, and when she dropped that album did like a 2-3 year motherfucking run. And you know, motherfuckers ain't did that type of shit since the 80s. So I got to give it to her.
Toni Braxton just dropped off the map like ain't nobody writing for it no more or some shit, right?
I don't know. But now, Alicia Keys.
Alicia did too. Goddamn, well, that guy was switched. It was over.
Now, you can't put her on that because her husband owned the birth.
See? No, don't put her on that. That's an automatic win.
Right, yeah.
Oh, the
only reason she
won is because of her own birth. Hey, baby, I'm playing all the hits, the ones that was produced by such and such. Nah. Now, I don't know that because I'm trying to think of a, I can think of a few Toni Braxton songs, but I can only think of a few Alicia Keys songs, too.
Okay, man. They say Tony still got hit. Alicia's career is over. I don't think Alicia's career is over. I think she just kind of took a back seat, you know, to being a mother and all that shit. Okay, now Denise say, what about Toni Braxton and Sade?
Oh, they both. I don't know. Yeah.
They about around on the same level.
But don't know, man.
She still looks the same.
Yeah, that bitch a vampire.
Big forehead ass.
Yeah, all the youth is in her forehead.
Yeah, but she was big sexy forehead, motherfucker. No, everybody can't get away with that head.
No, everybody can get away with that forehead. There's a few of them out there, though. That forehead banging on them, boy. And they rocking it. We gonna leave this lead out.
Janine, this is your forte, the R&B shit. Toni Braxton, Sade, what you say?
I don't know. I ain't never, you know, I've always felt like Toni Braxton was okay. She had, you know, some good hits, of course, but I've always loved Sade better.
Damn, they say Sade
62. Damn, for real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's older. Yeah, Toni
Braxton should be
50. Anita Baker. If that's the case, if she's that old, she could go against Anita Baker.
Well, I'm going to think you would put Anita Baker and Aretha Franklin up against each other. Put them two old motherfuckers up against each other. I don't know. Boy, that's like granny and auntie.
They 62. I saw Anita Baker around that age somewhere.
Yeah, now Anita Baker. You know what I'm saying? But Aretha, come on, man.
Who? Man, you just killing people. Come on. Is she?
Nah, Aretha's dead, man. Is she?
You wrong, man. You wrong as she ain't.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I thought
Oh, you wrong. Where's my damn tablet at? I need to Google this.
I'm Googling it now. I'm trying to do it anyway.
Man, why he keeps saying I can't go live on my... Man, I've been in Facebook jail for 2 years.
Oh, my.
Shit.
I got to stream. Yeah, man, shit. Last I seen Aretha, shit, titties dragging like clay.
Fucked up. I thought she was just at the last awards, man.
What awards you looked at?
I fucking don't know, man. It was one of them, man. They was honoring somebody, old.
They might have honored her because her ass was dead.
Oh, she probably wasn't there then, huh?
Nah, I don't think so.
Mariah Carey. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
We forgot about her, right?
Hey. Mariah, one of the coldest, though. Like, that voice alone. That high note, nigga? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm about to say she can hit that note.
So you can put her against Janet Jackson.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
There you go.
I think that'll be, I think that's a pretty even matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Can you check your messages?
Well, hold on. I had to take the live part off. Hold on.
Okay, Wick said Aaliyah. Well, Aaliyah can't sing shit now, dog.
Yeah, she can't. Now, okay, there you go.
We gonna put her against Left Eye.
Oh man, come on! God damn! All
right, so let me ask you.
Open this page in Safari. Copy link. Man, they got me going through all kind of shit. I got to copy the link. Copy. Then go through Safari.
They call all right, me, let
man.
Me ask
you. Mark Zuckerberg, man. I hate that nigga, man.
See, here go another one. Whitney Houston. Now, why is you putting Whitney Houston on here? Whitney going to go against Aaliyah.
Oh,
goodness. You ain't right, man.
Oh, really?
What?
Okay. You ain't right, man.
Just saying.
You ain't right, man. God damn.
Nah, unless we gonna just okay, so all right, what we gonna do? Do the 3D images and have them go.
Okay. So we gonna
they could do bring. That. They could.
I'm gonna leave that one alone.
Hell,
I'm somewhere on there.
We might as well do Luther.
Mike is working.
Look, that's what she said, Luther versus Michael. Nah, you can't put Luther versus Michael. I gotta be Michael versus Prince.
Nah.
One motherfucker can compare is Prince.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I can't hit nothing, though.
All right, can you hear
us now? Hold on, man. I can't hear nothing. Now, let me call back in.
All right, just call back in, but I'm going to mute this part. Don't hang up. I mean, don't put this part out. That way I won't get no double feedback. Okay. All right, T.S.
Yeah, man, they had me go through all kinds of shit. I had to go download some shit.
All right, well, there you go. It works like that sometimes.
Come in. Hey, yeah, Zuckerberg got my shit all fucked up. He been telling on me on TikTok. He got them motherfuckers deleting. He got them deleting motherfucking old ass 2014 pictures and shit that I put on Instagram, man. Zuckerberg, man. Zuckerberg, man. For real.
Yeah, they fucking.
He'll take your ass out there.
Oh yeah, he's already been fucking with me for long. I don't know why, but Latrice, you can't put Luther and Michael. You got to put Michael and Prince.
I'm not in this.
What? No. I mean, let's just say they did the hologram thing. You know how they did with Eazy and Tupac and everybody?
So you say Michael and who?
Prince.
Yeah, that'll be hot. That'd be a dance off out of this motherfucking world. Nigga, the holograms.
That's a dancing little man too. Michael be moving, but Prince a dancing little man.
Man.
Okay,
yeah, that should be hot. Nigga, MJ, man, come on.
Really? Okay, all right.
Come on, man. You know he's from Delaney.
Fuck Mike. Shit, Mike ain't doing shit for us.
Mike was a folk
man,
kind
of
hustler,
man. I'm 5-0 anyway, so it don't matter.
Yeah, that's true, man. But he's from the G, man. We got a rep, man. We was all locked up. We repping together.
Nah, fuck that. Now, as always, somebody want to start some shit. Now, she want to say,
yeah,
Mike is Rick James.
Man, you got to put Rick James up against some other freaky motherfucker.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
All right. Man, him is somebody. I don't know.
Prince Michael Jackson, who you got?
Hold on, can I go on the live? No, I got to stay out here.
Is your name?
I don't know. That's a hard one.
Man, that ain't hard.
It is hard.
Okay, so let's do it like this.
I love me
purple
some Prince.
Purple Rain against
I'm going both of them.
Purple Rain against I'm Bad.
But you know,
it's
different music, though. You could actually have both of them because it took you to different places.
That motherfucking
man.
Michael was more that party and dance, and Prince was more that freaky shit.
No, I'm not holding on. I've been down for you. Hey.
He'll kill you and him.
Hey, you can, hey, that damn Prince, hey.
Prince loved the fuck out you hard.
Hell yes, yeah.
A new girl named Nikki, I guess.
I knew you were finna say that.
Detail of the motherfucker. Litter in the whole child lobby. I'm masturbating to a magazine. What the fuck, you nasty nigga?
I knew you was going to go there. I knew you was going to go there with Nikki. I knew that.
You heard? You know that nigga was nasty, man. You heard that nigga. He masturbating the magazine, man. In the hotel lobby. What the fuck? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
That's how the song go. He was masturbating the hotel. I don't know. I have to look the words up, shit.
Man, hey, he got the pussy, though. He did get the pussy. Can't deny that.
Boy, and the perks he used to give, that pumping he used to give with that song, woo, Lord have mercy. Mm-mm, that was a freaky motherfucker.
You know what, a couple of weeks ago, hey, see, you just bastard. See, a couple of weeks ago, I asked a question. Did you think Prince was gay? Now, I'm going to ask you this. Do you think Prince was gay?
I ain't going to say he was gay, but he fucked boy pussy. You take that how you want to, goddamn.
I don't think he was gay.
I don't know, man. Hey, we ain't heard nothing. There ain't no smut on his name, but from what I ain't, he wasn't at them parties.
You ain't heard about one man, Prince. Ain't not one man came forward and said I had a relationship with Prince.
He wasn't at them Illuminati parties and shit. That's why they killed Prince, because he talked about that shit, man. He's speaking on it in the songs, man. They killed my nigga, man. Prince was going to live to be 1,000.
They
go
to the street talking about he was dabbing. I just never thought he was gay. I mean, I think that's the only man that I've ever seen in my life
that dressed androgynous, whatever the fuck they called it.
And that I didn't think was gay. That bubble
just like that in high school.
Yeah. They say you used to wear pink mittens with the fingers cut out.
Hey, and so you can't be so what you think Andre 3000 crazy ass to your goddamn hurry.
Same nigga.
Hey, Prince fucked Apollonia. Hey, you know what? Yeah, I think I would Erykah Badu with that motherfucker right there. She gonna fuck your head up, nigga. You can
man,
straw pants.
Badu, and then she's sexy than a motherfucker too, and she crazy with the green eyes and that witchcraft.
Change the nigga whole life.
Had to get the fuck away from her.
Man, got to fuck little. Got to fuck little. Something wrong with you after that?
Okay,
my nigga Drake 3000.
Fuck
that.
He was metrosexual. Now, you know what? I had never heard the word metrosexual until I was a full grown adult.
You right? Now you know what? Yeah, they was talking about. You remember Mr. Furley? From three
you
seven,
ain't
Mr.
Speak, you ain't finna spend no minimum on Mr. Furley. I'm not gonna let you
Mr. Furley was one of them metrosexual niggas. You seen that collar? Nigga, he was, man, he was in Prince Closet for real.
So now you turn to tell
they went, they
Mr.
shot
Furley
at the same show.
Nah,
I don't know about all that. Mr. Now from off the motherfucker Three's Company, man. Yeah, he was shocking at the same thing so Prince was. Who?
I mean, and you know he played on Andy Griffith's show when he was young.
Yeah, but Andy Griffith was Andy. He was the police dude.
He
wasn't dressed like
nothing under the Jerry Moore. I saw it.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, I can't remember it, but I saw it.
I remember him tap dancing on the
that
rock.
Shit was stupid as hell. Hold on, I remember that shit. That shit was dumb as hell, man.
When the chick
got shot, it was almost like a fucking musical.
Yeah, I think he was tap dancing on the rock and this bitch shot him or some shit.
Morris Day was into the some old crap. Yeah, I remember.
Nah, it was
shit.
Jerome.
That shit was weak.
Morris Day was Jerome.
Morris Day wasn't in Under the Cherry Moon.
Nah, it was Jerome. Jerome Benton.
Black nigga.
Yeah, hey, Jesse. Nah, Jerome. Yeah.
Oh, we know that nigga trying to come out with an album.
Who, Jerome?
That nigga tried to. Yeah, I think he tried to come out with that.
I ain't never heard
he
that.
He ain't supposed to talk.
You bullshit.
He wasn't supposed to talk. Yeah.
Well, who the fuck
look it up, man.
Turn him shit up.
You gotta look it up, man. You remember the nigga, Puffy Head? That was
the dude from the time, Jerome, came out with an album.
Yeah. I ain't gonna say an album.
And he wasn't gonna talk
on
it. What the fuck is he just gonna do? His little dance.
Look it up, my nigga, right quick. And you remember the nigga Bentley Farnsworth? He was the Jerome to Puffy.
I know
he
tried
like
to come out with an album.
What the fuck happened to that nigga, man? Hey, he was a metrosexual too, goddamn it, shit.
He probably was.
Hey, hold on.
Jerome came out with an album. You remember that? I don't remember him coming out with no damn album.
But who did you say?
Jerome from the time. Morris Day at the time. When you told the mirror.
I think he did have an album.
Or either a song.
It was a song or something, yeah. I do remember that.
I think y'all probably got him mixed up with Alexander O'Neal. They kind of looked alike.
No.
Hey, you ain't lying.
Maybe
you ain't lying.
For real, I'm bullshit by. All right, hold on. We got another thought. Oh, shit. I know this ain't who I think it is. This can't be the incomparable Marley Marl.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Molly. Oh, goddamn. Oh, I've been messing up. Yeah, what's going on?
About the Sunday.
Yeah, shit. I be listening, but I don't be calling in half time because I be, you know, going in late. The time was always jacked up.
Man, I understand, man. But see, goddamn, yo, man. Hold on, man. My cousin say that anybody that fuck with Chris, anybody that fuck with Chris probably went both ways, even the women. God damn, Mark. That's a bold fucking statement, man.
Hey, man. Hey. We fucking with Cubs, man. Prince had them hits, man. Prince had them hits, cuz.
Right.
Baby.
There you go.
Hold on. I kind of with cuz now, because if I came through the projects playing that shit late at night real loud, y'all would have shot my car, nigga, for real.
Well, that, hold on.
We
was
kids
when that song came out. But now, think about it. If you get a motherfucker, you get to play that song, that
baby. Now, with the highs and the slams, you're going to have some old-ass shit jumping your car.
If you think about it, that song is the blueprint to get some pussy.
You gonna have an old chick jump in your car and give you some gummy mummy.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
You're right, man.
But depends on what old chick, though.
I want that $5 hot and ready. Are you gonna take your little son's ass on, bitch?
Nah. You had an old lady with that little fuzz on her chin and on her top lip and shit.
That's $5 hot bread. Shit.
Talking about some, that's my sound, baby.
I'm telling you. Man, if you look at those words, look at the lyrics to that song. Man.
I'm playing that shit tomorrow night. Fuck it.
Play that shit.
Fuck it. Tomorrow night is over. Rolling the windows down, cold as hell outside, jamming that shit, turning it up.
And then he says some shit. If we got married, wouldn't that be good?
Yo, much of it. You're right.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, you
man, he got motherfucking faggot.
You only play that, man.
Now, you got
to your
work
girl.
You
got
to get that
last
song on. That song on,
man.
You get the right spot, you get some pussy.
Man, yeah, you only fuck old chicks with hairy pussies to that song.
Oh, hairy cock.
Got that hairy pop.
God damn. Well, you just spent a lot.
She got
of,
that,
you spent a lot of motherfuckers tonight, boy.
She
like,
got that Bushwick Bill down there.
Yeah,
Bushwick Bill down there. Hey, that ain't number wolf pussy music. Wolf pussy
ain't number
music.
That wolf. Goddamn. Hey, you remember my Uncle Greg? You remember my Uncle Greg? He'll tell him a cougar in a minute. Oh, where that wolf pussy is. You remember G-Ball, man? G-Ball.
Yeah, I remember.
Keep that nigga away from your mama, nigga. He owned her. And he know her from the 70s, goddamn.
So
how you know her?
Yeah, I've never heard
music.
Of all that. That's Prince music
from now on.
That's wolf pussy music. Prince, Michael Jackson. Now, Prince,
that's a playlist right there.
Wolf pussy music.
That's a playlist. You put that in the playlist.
Wolf pussy.
Keep that shit on
wow.
Deck. I'm going to call Black.
Cougar's shaved too now. Cougars and Kane, they're Cougars don't want to run with the wolf pussy no more.
Probably not. Probably now, yeah. And it came a long way, man. That shit, dang.
Nah,
that shit slows you down.
I mean, a lot of motherfuckers don't want that old man to clap it down there. That shit down there turned great, too. Shit.
I heard.
I mean, it's sort of a big gray bush out there. Man, okay. I got to ask the fellas this. Now, we just hypothetically speaking.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all meet a woman, this, that, and she, hey, it's hot and heavy. She pull them down, and it's a big gray bush.
Oh, shit.
But now, she's gray at the top, too. She got a little gray at the top, but she's gray down there.
And the lights on?
yeah, lights on. Lights on, Jake. Lights on. But she got it. Body banging. Hey. Nice body. It's just great.
Hey, you remember that on the part that he had in his fro?
Yeah, I remember the Arnold part.
There you go. Like, we put that Arnold part in that motherfucker. You're going to different stroke her ass, goddammit.
Yeah.
Different stroke.
Yeah. We're going to different stroke her ass.
Hey, what you say? The world don't move. Just to be.
What you talking about, Willie?
Well, that's right for you. Man, I'm right for some. A man is fun. He's a man. And he's like, hey, what the fuck did you say? Different stroke, baby.
Different stroke or old ass. All right.
Yeah,
right after the Arnold part.
Okay. And we talking about remember you old. His nuts must be great, too. He talking about remember you old. His nuts must be great, too.
Hey, you know niggas know manscape, so shit.
He got some great nuts down.
Hey, you know
shit.
Shit.
Hey, nigga, you old.
No niggas know manscape. We got the for real Bushwick bills and shit around this motherfucker. Got
right. Yeah. You know what? That which makes me not ask, dude. Y'all hot and heavy. He pull them down. Them nuts is gray. Hey, gray as a cloudy day.
Don't bring that shit up no more.
Hell, they been gray. We just ain't said that to y'all last anyway.
Yeah. they don't even look at it no more. Like, come
about,
on, nigga.
I'm talking about gray. I'm
come
talking
on,
about old, everything gray. They ain't did no manscaping, and it's just all great.
I mean, men need to do manscaping just because, you know, we ain't going to be down there licking your balls and all that. With all this hair in my mouth. Hell, let your woman do
what
y'all can't do. Let your woman do. Y'all don't want y'all woman around y'all balls.
That's for the older women, though.
Y'all don't know what nuts is. That shit shouldn't be just hanging out there like that. Like,
hey, shit. That is all
a motherfucker trying to kick their leg up towards you, man. Your knees come together so motherfucking quick, boy. That shit is like, I don't know what. Niggas. You know, like when you play baseball and they tell you to get down on the ground and catch the ball, goddamn, put your knees together, nigga, put the glove on the ground.
Right.
That, man.
They doing
it, motherfucker.
Hit the
butt.
But see, you was
man,
young back
over,
then.
Man.
You would take a nut shot. Like, right now, you can't take a nut shot right now, nigga. You close your legs too fast and the motherfucker clap on your nut. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
I don't even want to think about it, man, because that shit will make you poot a little bit sometime, man.
Yeah, shit. I'm saying, motherfuckers be talking about, you got to definitely wear the right pants. But, we like you motherfucking women. How y'all are with y'all bras. When we get older, we going to pay top dollar for our draws. Because, them motherfuckers got to be, they got to be able to hold their motherfuckers in place. That motherfucker be... You clap that motherfucker together, boy. It feel like what they say, the nutcracker? Shit, that's the nutcracker for real right there.
You would shed like 3 tears, nigga, for real.
Right, like, if you can't tell nobody, hey, what's wrong with you? I had to clap my nuts together. Oh, they hurt.
Man.
you ever sat on them, nigga? Oh, man, you ever sat on them, though? Oh, gee, come on. That's how you know you old.
Hey, you flop down too
fast. That's how you know you old.
I hit my nuts.
No, not yet. Hey. I ain't never sat on them.
Boy, you get lightheaded, nigga. You sweating and shit, man.
That shit going through your heart. You like,
man, you don't want to do nothing else for like 2 hours and shit.
Yeah, you gotta watch how you
your nutsack is attached to your heart, because that's the first place you're feeling it is in your heart.
That shit is horrible.
Your heart.
Yeah, you gotta watch it. You gotta make sure you can't be doing no dang on hard stroking the way you used to. The boys get to slap a little bit too damn hard.
I know.
Harass him and juggle him around in her mouth or something. I'm sure that.
Nah, leave them motherfuckers alone. Leave them.
No, you gotta leave them alone for a bit. You gotta leave them alone. You gotta get touched. Everybody can touch the fuck out. Let a nigga hit his nuts and then you try to grab him. Bitch, if you don't
move. At this age, niggas need like a nut holster or some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not a shit.
Like, hold on, baby. Put this nut holster on right quick. Hold on.
Let me get these motherfuckers in place.
So you can't be snapping, right? That used to be a pride thing. I'm going to make my nut slap the back of the ass.
Yeah.
Man, I wish the fuck I would.
Wait a minute, girl. That hurt it.
Hey, I don't even want none of that. God damn it. Leave me the fuck
out. No, here's the fucked up part. Your dick go down instantly. Your dick go down instantly.
Man.
She's talking about what's wrong. And you got nothing.
Man, you riding on my nut. You riding my shit too hard.
No, don't let it get caught. Because they like to squeeze, too. And they squeeze it. Don't let that nut get caught in them butt cheeks. And she just squeeze and that nut get caught in that butt cheek. And she just squirrels that motherfucker.
You're making my head hurt thinking about it. You're making my head hurt thinking about this.
All right, y'all. Yeah. On that note, we finna get the fuck out of here. This is the hell of a show. All right, folks, get up out of here, though. Y'all know what we do, man. Check us out, SinCityRadioShow.org. I got the Cazone.com still going, Sin City Cartoons, Sin City Movie. We all, you know what I'm saying? We still doing it big. Hey, what you got? Hey, give a shout out to your shit, man.
All the Gangsta Movement Silence episodes on YouTube. You look under Ken Folks, I think it's Ken Folks TV or Ken Folks 219, Gary Indiana Ken Folks, look for all them. You know, if you're trying to find the movies and shit like that, the rap videos, we got Capo Ken Folks still out there. We got Powder G still out there making music and shit like that. And I got my podcast, like I say, it's on, I share the episodes on my Facebook page, but they also on YouTube, other Ken Folks TV. And you can, like I said, catch them on Spotify under Tank 219 Radio.
And he got your boy Cameo in the movie, so check it out. I'm in the movie.
Oh, you already know that I had to get my dog in there.
That's what's up.
That's episode 3 I got you in.
Right. Marlon, what's happening?
All right. Hey, another good one. I mess around and listen to the rest of it tonight, and I'll check y'all out. Y'all have a good, a great holiday, you know. Enjoy your family and everything, and family and friends, and I'll see y'all later. Peace out. Sin City forever.
That's what's happening. Janine, give me some love, my nigga.
Oh, it was good talking to y'all. I enjoyed myself. I learned something new. Jerome and Terry Lewis are brothers. I did not know that.
Hey, Yo Gotti and the dude from BBD is too.
Nigga,
Michael Bishop.
I did not
watch.
Know
they
that.
Look
like. Yeah, look at those two big head ass niggas. Like. They got the same big ass head. Cream of wheat box head ass niggas.
All right, y'all, take the time. And be looking for Sin City, the movie, on Amazon Prime. So y'all ain't checked it out, you know what I'm saying, on that. It will be on Amazon Prime. Check it out when you get out there. And, man, appreciate everybody coming in. Oh, I got to give a shout-out to DeVille. And my man Father Time, I guess he was a little under the weather, so he went on and slid on off. But we all do it like we got to do how we always do it. And next week, y'all, we out.
All right, every Wednesday, y'all.
Every Wednesday, dog, we do the same thing.
Bet that.
Peace.
Love.